So this is, it's called I Feel Your Spirit, and I don't do a lot with the piano, but you can tell me what you think. So.
Okay.
Yeah. It was cool. Let's just gonna try it with this left pedal, see how it sounds.
Okay.
I feel your spirit all over me. It's in my head.
Without sugar, you might be a bit like, oh, this is quite disgusting.
Yeah, it's like a herb, like a tea kind of.
Yeah, it's called, like, it's cool.
Sounds it?
It's called,
it's not alcoholic then, though.
No, it's okay. Just like, it tastes kind of like green tea, but a bit stronger.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's what it tastes like. But it's basically, yeah, just like a bunch of herbs, like dried out herbs put together into a tea. So yeah.
Your accent's amazing because it's like still you. So obviously, Mum has more of a English speaking, like slightly kind of more Spanish or South American accent,
yeah.
Whereas you have more of a London-y kind of accent, but with a bit of
a twinge.
A twinge.
Yeah, no, I think also my English has changed.
Mm. Yeah, I think
having,
so.
My English has changed from having taught English. So I've become slower at speaking in general, but also because I have contact with so many different kinds of English speakers in Argentina. So
you teach English,
yeah. So
that's why your enunciation is very good.
Yeah.
So you don't drop your T's and things so much.
Yes. No, and I think I've also made a point to better the way that I speak because I teach people pronunciation.
Yeah, makes sense.
So it's like I'm always trying to be very correct, I guess. But there's something in that because I used to work in radio as well. So
I saw the radio. Yeah.
I want to show you what I was working on that I was telling you about on the phone.
Okay.
Like what happened to me when I was. Well, basically, I've been working with lots of different piano teachers since I started playing again at the end of 2013. I was not having played for a really long time. Okay. I didn't have anywhere to practice in Argentina. And I finally bought my digital piano for my flat.
Yeah.
And so I started playing again, but I felt really lost because I didn't really know what to play. And so my mate was like, just learn chords so you can do accompaniment for songs.
If you're playing for someone or in a band, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I started there. But then, so once I got the basic major and minor chords down, the major sevenths and minor sevenths, I was like, well, now what do I do? So I was like very, very like, so you'll hear me, so I'll just put the kettle on, but if I like just play, most songs have two or three, two or three chords and that's it. And so before, like I was literally just playing crotchets in terms of like, what to do in a song.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to take it like to the next level by playing variations, you know, arpeggios and like little
staccato,
like, and... little features just to add to the song. So, and also adding other scales. So
okay.
Do you know Joan Armatrading?
Yeah.
But my teachers are basically trying to teach me to play by ear.
Okay.
And to use more like gospel-y scales with what I play. So I've been learning like things like quartal chords and pentatonics.
Oh my word, okay.
Yeah, cool stuff, you know, like nice stuff. So to add to basic chords, so like you have a song like Willow, which is Joan Armatrading.
Yeah.
And then you can, so like I was just messing around in my flat.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so it's really basic. It's just C, F, C, like... basically like that.
I
played it through with my band, right, because I've got a couple of musicians that work with me.
Yeah.
And like, I just play really basic stuff on the piano.
Yeah.
But then when I was on my own, I was like, oh, what would happen if I did like a little interlude that was slightly different, that's not on the original song?
Yeah.
So I just played with it and I was like, okay, what would it look like?
Okay.
Like, just little things like that.
But you can only do that every so many like bars. So it'd be more like if you're starting a new verse or just before the person comes in to sing and things like that.
Yeah, like little touches. But also there's like a little instrumental bit where it's just me on my own. So like playing the piano. And so, and also if it's just me playing and singing, then I can do what, like break up the song as you wish, you? So I just started doing stuff like that, really, which was kind of fun.
So, but I mean, I can, and again, if you did that, but you held that pedal down in your left foot, you know, then you would get again a different sound. So with that you were just doing then, if you wanted to start, say, the first verse, because the singer tends to, with singing, it's like usually kind of fairly like boiler template in the sense that a singer might start off singing a lot of quads and then build up to the first chorus, and then the second verse might be a bit more built up, and then the chorus would be like Let It Go, and then you might go to a middle eight and then two choruses and then you're done, kind of thing.
Mm.
So when you're wanting to make that dynamic, that's when you could use that pedal. So that on the first verse you can bring it right down, so use your left pedal.
Mm-hmm.
And then cycle through the C and the F that you were doing there.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, that gives people a lot more chance to like use the softer part of their voice before they build into, you know, more volume. So
that's
you
cool.
as an accompanist, it isn't just about how little you play. It's about the level at which you play as well. It's about, you know, I mean, how often you play a note and a chord is a big part of it, because if you're accompanying someone, you've got to I always think you have to read the words of the song and understand what the songwriter was wanting.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to make it your own.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know the song, so I'm not going to put, but you know, you might... Introduction, then you might bring it down like that, and then the person starts singing, then you use your pedal and you go and just literally just keep it. I mean, I sometimes, that's all I do, and
people are going, why are you doing all these things? Because it's needed. You know, the singer's the one who's singing, and you might have a guitar going, ding, 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 and all I'm doing is that. And then coming towards the chorus, you might do something else, you know. And then,
just that in itself is enormously powerful, yeah, if you pay attention to it.
Yeah, because you can literally, if someone else is, you've got to give, especially in a band, you've got a guitar that needs to do something.
Yeah.
So you can go. And occasionally you go to sort of say to the guitar, so I'm just doing a little bit to support you. And then,
yeah.
You know, and
that's really great.
Yeah, and then, as I said, let that pedal go, and then by the time you go into the first chorus, you know, you've got that volume that you shouldn't have been giving away in the first place, you know, because you can give it away here. So,
yeah.
You know, because the louder you start and the busier you are at the beginning of the song, the less room you've got
yeah.
to go to. And nobody was going to thank someone who, by the time they get to the chorus, to go, you know.
No, of course. So I've just rinsed it so you can feel it.
Oh yeah.
So
this is a metal straw.
Yeah, and then so if you touch this end,
yeah.
that's the filter.
Oh.
So you can feel the holes there.
Yeah.
That's so that you don't get all the herbs in your mouth, basically.
Wow.
And it's detachable, so you
yeah.
can unscrew it.
Yeah.
And then
Once
wash
like
it out because
like
it gets full of
like
gunk.
A pipe.
Yeah, it
wow.
is. It literally is like
that
a peace
is
pipe.
And then that's what you all, instead of having a latte in the morning, everyone's walking over one of them.
Yeah, because it's like it's also
you can
very
refill
good.
It.
It wakes you up in the morning. Yeah, it's like a caffeine drink.
Wow.
Instead of caffeine, they call it matine.
Matine?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's supposedly 20 times stronger than caffeine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's why people literally do drink it, because it does wake you up.
Which city are you in? Where do you work?
In BA, in Buenos
oh,
Aires.
Yeah.
In the centre.
Oh,
I live like in the centre of town.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Must be nice, yeah.
Yeah, like it's quite chaotic, to be honest, because there's lots of like political drama all the time.
Argentina does have a history, I think
yeah,
it's fair
it
to say.
It does have a history of like
yeah.
drama and politics and
well,
stuff.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, we, you know, it's not like we. I mean, we're let's face it, in quite a critical part of history at the moment in the UK. So just
well, right now today, wasn't it? They did air
Syria,
strikes.
Yeah, last night, wasn't it?
So, sorry, this is the drink.
Okay, you're going to let me try
yeah.
that drink. Oh,
so I've,
it's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's fairly hot, it's quite hot, but I drink it quite hot, so. Wait, can I do a video of you?
Yeah. So
yeah,
I'm
we'll do
just...
a video exchange.
Yeah, sure.
Hold on. It's starting. So this is Paul, the piano tuner, trying Made for the first time.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Okay.
So how does that taste?
Hang on. So at first it tastes like smoke. Hang on. So I'm drinking liquid cigarette. And then it goes, like, tastes like trees. It tastes like I've been chewing a twig. But that's because it's got herbs in it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It reminds me a bit, seriously, of licorice root.
Wow.
Mm. Are you meant to take it in big or, like, sip it?
Yeah, sips,
okay,
yeah.
That's all, I'm doing it right then.
You'll probably get the sugar at the end.
Why? I think, muy bien.
Yeah. Good, excellent. There you go.
Muy bien, gracias.
My friends all like that. So I was just playing around with a little...
Yeah, no, it's nice.
So I might try what you said with this pedal.
Yeah.
So
so the left one, and just hold it.
Hold it.
But you can look up at how exactly to use it, but you know it's about making... There you go, look at that.
Wow, that does make a difference. Yeah. I can actually feel that on the
keys. Yeah, it's going...
less. But also, since you've adjusted a few bits on the inside, I can feel it more.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, should be. Yeah. We didn't do a lot to it, but we did just look, make sure it was working.
But I could, like, really feel it.
Yeah.
The keys.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's great. But it feels good. And, like, it almost feels as though the keys are, like, detached.
Yeah. It's all about the fact that they're going, the hammer's already further forward to begin with, so the keys are having to do less work, really.
So cool.
Yeah.